What makes a person relapse? What makes a person return to their vomit like a dog? What makes a man visit websites he shouldn't go to? What makes a man take what isn't his? What makes a man fashion earthly idols into little gods? What makes a man think that he's better than the neighbor? What makes a man touch a child but he shouldn't? What makes a man cheat on his taxes? What makes a man do all these things even after he's saved and has a profession of faith? See, the indwelling sin from our genetic gene pool, Adam, is still there in the flesh. Like that wild ass's coat, it's not going away. It's going to buck, it's going to bronco, it's going to do everything to throw you off as a spiritual being. But it's hard because we have this flesh, and in my flesh dwells no good thing. And I understand that. I understand that in total. Someone asked me one time, what's the worst thing you ever did? And I said, well, you think I've reached my potential? Maybe I got more bad things to do. I don't know. I hope not. But you understand the point of it. See, we're kind of like a moth that's drawn to the light. The moth doesn't take directions and look at the GPS and say, you know, I think I'll avoid the light. Why does the moth run to the light? Because his genetics tell them, run to the light. That's what we're like when we run to our sinful behavior and our sinful inclinations. We're like the moth who's doing exactly what the moth has the genetics to do. Our genetic gene pool, spiritual gene pool, tells us to run to the light. And you've seen all the little commercials, don't run to the light. And the little moth running, it's like, don't run, oh, crap, he ran to the light. Yeah, you ran to the light. See, we run away from the light to run to the light. And that's a problem. The believer must understand that the Christian life is a struggle. A state of sinless perfection will not be obtained by salvation, by faith, or gradual obedience in this life. The total eradication of the sinful nature from the believer's earthly experience is never taught in Scripture. While the Scripture calls the believer to be more like Christ, each day he can become more obedient. He will never reach the point where he will completely obey until he is with Christ either in death or at the rapture. There still remains in the believer unsubdued tendencies towards sin, which are in constant conflict with the new man. Constant conflict with the new man. The spirit is willing, and then my flesh puts on a set of boxing gloves or MMA gloves and wants to do battle constantly. And there's no corner man. There's no bells going off. There's no scantily clad girls holding up round three. It is constant struggle all the time.